There will soon be more signs at Peggy's Cove, including further warnings about the potential dangers of the popular tourist spot. Develop Nova Scotia spokesperson Deborah Page tells City News Halifax the organization has been working with the community to develop the wayfinding signs. The signage does include additional messaging regarding the dangers of the black rocks and wave action, she said in an emailed statement. The signage will be in three languages, English, French and Mi'kmaq. Symbols will also be used to increase effectiveness and accessibility, according to Page. The welcome signs, located at key points of arrival, highlight the incredible power of the sea and are designed to help visitors make informed decisions, she stated. This comes after a 23-year-old man from Dartmouth died and a 26-year-old Ontario man was seriously injured last week after reportedly being swept off the rocks by waves. Work on the new signs was underway before the tragedy. The incident sparked renewed debate over safety at Peggy's Cove and what measures are needed for protect visitors. Chester, St. Margaret's MLA Danielle Barkhouse says the new signs will include information that will allow people to make good decisions while visiting the area. The signs will have lots of information about the cove and the dangers, and locations within the cove, Barkhouse said, adding she's hoping they will be installed this summer. The community and myself want the signs to flow with the area, said Barkhouse. But she said it's a natural environment and safety measures can only go so far. You could put a fence around the whole thing and someone might climb over it, she explained. The signs say to people, stay off the black rocks. People really need to understand that these are serious warnings, Barkhouse added. This isn't the first death at Peggy's Cove and people need to be conscientious of what they're doing. The MLA said three local boats helped in last week's search and the community has been deeply impacted by the tragedy. It's a terrible, terrible thing, she said. There's sadness in our hearts and there's going to be for a while. With files from City News Halifax's Megan Groff.